Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we will be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 13, titled The Advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we can, we can chant text verse 1 together. Sa prasidatu Chaitanya Deva yasya prasadataha Talila varnane yogya Sadya syad adamo pyayam Saprasidatu Chaitanya Deva yasya prasadataha Talila varnane yogya Sadyak sad adamopyayam Saprasidatu Chaitanya Deva yasya prasadataha Talila varnane yogya Sadyak syad adamopyayam. Vaishnavis, okay. All right, sa, he, prasidatu, may bestow his blessings, Chaitanya Devaha, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yasya, of whom, Prasadataha, by the grace, Tatlila, his pastimes, Varnane, in the description, Yogyaha, able, Sadyaha, immediately, Syat, becomes possible, Adamaha, the most fallen, Api, although, Ayam, I am. Translation. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by whose mercy even one who is fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. To describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Lord Sri Krishna, one needs supernatural power, which is the grace and mercy of the Lord. Without this grace and mercy, one cannot compose transcendental literature. By dint of the grace of the Lord, however, even one who is unfit for a literary career can describe wonderful transcendental topics. Description of Krishna is possible for one who is empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana, Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 7:11. Unless endowed with the mercy of the Lord, one cannot preach of the Lord's name, fame, qualities, form, entourage, and so on. It should be concluded, therefore, that the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami manifests specific mercy bestowed upon the author, although he thought of himself as the most fallen. We should not consider him fallen because he describes himself as such. Rather, anyone who is able to compose such transcendental literature is our esteemed master. So this is the very beginning of our reading today. On Monday, Sriman Bhrigupati Prabhu talked about the external reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent. And yesterday, Sriman Radha Kripa Kataksha Prabhu talked about the internal reasons of the Lord's descent. And so we're starting out in this chapter. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is considering himself very fallen, but Srila Prabhupada is reminding us that we should not consider him as such, because one who can compose such transcendental literature like the Chaitanya Charitamrita is empowered by Krishna. He has the full mercy of the Lord. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is the most authoritative biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll read a little bit later on about how Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the first biography of Lord Chaitanya was actually written by Murari Gupta. And then later on, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. So these literatures are here for us to take advantage of them to purify our life. So one must have supernatural power to describe the Lord's pastimes. And so we even see that in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he writes how Ananta Shesh has thousands of mouths, and he's continuously talking about the Lord. He's describing the Lord's pastimes for what seems to be like an eternity, and yet he has still not reached the end of those pastimes. So for us, we can never possibly achieve the end of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, but we can dive into the ocean of Chaitanya Charitamrita, hopefully get a drop by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he described Chaitanya Charitamrita as being crest jewel of all literatures. There was one time where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was giving a lecture. And at the end of the lecture, there was an earthquake, and there was water nearby. There was a river nearby, and some of that water actually, because of the earthquake, it entered into the temple room. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he said that if at the time the whole world is flooded, then quickly as you can, grab a hold of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because these three literatures, after the flood has resided, they'll be able to establish Sanatana Dharma all over the world. And he said, but if you're floating in the waters and you're trying to stay afloat and you have to let one of the books go, you can let go of Bhagavad Gita. And he said, and if you're still trying to stay afloat, you can let go of Srimad Bhagavatam, but you can never let go of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, just by Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can establish fully the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta in the world. And we see how Srila Prabhupada was so enthusiastic to publish Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We've heard the glories of the devotees that went on the marathon to publish the Chaitanya Charitamrita for Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada dedicates Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to his friends and those who love to read his books. Well, this is the importance of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll continue with our reading. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Gadadhar Prabhu. All glories to Srivas Thakur. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. All glories to Sarup Damodar and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. All glories to the moons who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. Purport. In this verse, we find the moon described as Chandra Gana, which is plural in number. This indicates that there are many moons. In the Bhagavad Gita 10:21, the Lord says, Nakshatranam aham sashi. Among the stars, I am the moon. All the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns, but Vedic astronomers, following the Vedic scriptures, consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully, and the moons reflect the sunshine and therefore look brilliant. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The Supreme Powerful is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the Supreme Sun. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:31 states, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakar. Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Maya Mayar Adhikar. Krishna is bright like the sun. As soon as the sun appears, there is no question of darkness or nescience. Similarly, the present verse also describes that by the illumination of all the moons, brightened by the reflection of the Krishna sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated, despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. Only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of the population of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish that all the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement may reflect the Supreme Sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. Text 6. Thus I have spoken the preface of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I shall describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in chronological order. First, let me give a synopsis of the Lord's pastimes. Then I shall describe them in detail. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adventing himself in Navadvip, was visible for 48 years, enjoying his pastimes. So in the previous days, we heard from Bhrigupati Prabhu and Radhakripa Kataksha of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna. And so we also understand through Chaitanya Charitamrita that Navadvip is non-different than Vrindavan. And it's interesting to note that Navadvip at the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent was one of the greatest places of learning in India. In Mithila, which was previously the great place of learning, people would go to study Nyaya, the great logic. And they had to go to Mithila because in Mithila they had the textbooks. And they wouldn't allow anybody to copy the textbooks of Nyaya philosophy. So anybody who wanted to study Nyaya, the philosophy, they had to go to Mithila. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he went to study in Mithila, he memorized every textbook perfectly. And so when he went back to Navadvip, he wrote down all the textbooks that they kept in Mithila perfectly so that people in Navadvip, they could study Nyaya. And so you had philosophers from all over India coming to study under Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his brother, Vidyavachaspati. And so Navadvip Dham is a great holy place, Vrindavan Dham itself, and even at that time is a great place of learning. So text 9, in the year 1407 of the Shaka era, 1486 AD, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and in the year 1534 AD, he disappeared from this world. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the Grihastha Ashram, household life, always engaging in the pastimes of the Hare Krishna movement. After 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannath Puri. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first 6 continually touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavan. For the remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri. Chanting the nectarian Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he inundated everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna. The pastimes of his household life are known as the Adi Leela, or the original pastimes. His later pastimes are known as the Madhya Leela and Antya Leela, or the middle and final pastimes. All the pastimes enacted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Adi Leela were recorded in summary form by Murari Gupta. His later pastimes, the Madhya Leela and Antya Leela, were recorded in the form of notes by his secretary, Sarup Damodar Goswami, and thus kept within a book. So in text 16 here it says, Prabhura ye Sesha Leela. Sesha Leela means pastimes at the end. And in previous chapters of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote that there's 2 sections of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Adi Leela and Sesha Leela. Adi Leela is the Grihastha Ashram pastimes, and Sesha Leela is when he takes sannyas. And Sesha Leela is split into Madhya Leela and Antya Leela. So Madhya Leela is when he travels, and Antya Leela is when he permanently stays in Jagannath Puri. So text 17. By seeing and hearing the notes recorded by these 2 great personalities, a Vaishnav, a devotee of the Lord, can know these pastimes one after another. So by reading Murari Gupta's book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and Sarup Damodar Goswami's notebook, his Karicha, one can know the Lord's pastimes. And even Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he took as his Shiksha Guru Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, when he went to go live in Vrindavan, his sadhana was amazing. He would chant almost 24 hours a day. He would pay obeisances to hundreds and thousands of devotees. And every day, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he would speak about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 3 hours. Every day. And so Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he heard from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami about the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so the devotees, they actually went to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and begged him to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So text 18. In his original pastimes, there are four divisions. Balya, Pauganda, Kishore, and Yavana. Childhood, early boyhood, later boyhood, and youth. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Palgun, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had vented himself with the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. On the full moon evening of the month of Palgun, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name. At his birth, in his childhood, and in his early and later boyhood, as well as in his youth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy names Krishna and Hari. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child would chant the holy names Hari, Hari, as soon as the child would cry. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gora Hari. From then on, Gora Hari became another of his names. His childhood lasted until the date of Hate Kadhi, the beginning of his education, and his age from the end of his childhood until he married is called Pauganda. After his marriage, his youth began, and in his youth he induced everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra anywhere and everywhere. During his Pauganda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. When teaching a course in grammar, Vyakarana, and explaining it with notes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanations culminated in Krishna, and his disciples would understand them very easily. Thus his influence was wonderful. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami compiled a grammar in two parts, named Lagu Hari Namamrita Vyakarana and Brihad Hari Namamrita Vyakarana. If someone studies these two texts in Vyakarana, or grammar, he learns the grammatical rules of the Sanskrit language and simultaneously learns how to become a great devotee of Lord Krishna. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda, first chapter, there is a statement about the method by which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught grammar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the aphorisms of grammar to be eternal, like the holy name of Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaischa Savar Aham Eva Vedya. The purport of all revealed scriptures is understanding of Krishna. Therefore, if a person explains anything that is not Krishna, he simply wastes his time laboring hard without fulfilling the aim of his life. If one simply becomes a teacher or professor of education, but does not understand Krishna, it is to be understood that he is among the lowest of mankind. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7:15, Naradama Mayaya Parita Jnana. If one does not know the essence of all revealed scriptures, but still becomes a teacher, his teaching is like the disturbing braying of an ass. Hare Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student, he asked whomever he met to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he inundated the whole town of Navadvip with the chanting of Hare Krishna. Purport. The present Navadvip Dham is but a part of the whole of Navadvip. Navadvip means nine islands. These nine islands, which occupy an area of land estimated at 32 square miles, are surrounded by different branches of the Ganges. In all nine of those islands of the Navadvipa area, there are different places for cultivating devotional service. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23 that there are Nava Vidha Bhakti, nine different activities of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. There are different islands in the Navadvipa area for cultivation of these nine varieties of devotional service. They are as follows. 1. Antardvip, 2. Samantadvip, 3. Godrumdvip, 4. Madhyadvip, 5. Koladvip, 6. Ritudvip, 7. Janudvip, 8. Modadrumdvip, and 9. Rudradvip. According to the settlement map, our ISKCON Navadvip Center is situated on the Rudradvip Island. Below Rudradvip and Antardvip is Mayapur. There, Sri Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, used to reside. In all these different islands, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a young man, used to lead his Sankirtan party. He thus inundated the entire area with the waves of love of Krishna. And we understand from reading the history of our great acharyas that at one time there was a misunderstanding of which was the real Navadvip. There was Navadvip town, and across the river was they considered it a different area. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a great acharya, he found out that the town of Navadvip was actually a very recent settlement. And actually, he found Yogapit, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the real Navadvip, or the real Yogapit. And there was a great uproar because there were certain personalities that were making money and getting some fame because they were living at the so-called birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur found the real place, they were very angry because they would take away their business, they would take away what they thought was the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And recently, it was the disappearance day of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had Jagannath Das Babaji come to the area of where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace was. And even though he was so old, he couldn't even walk. He was carried around in a basket by his disciple Bihari. When he came to the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur found, he jumped out of the basket and started dancing in ecstasy, even though he was at that time something 100-something years old and not able to walk, thus confirming the place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's actual birthplace. So text 31. Just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement. Day and night, he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. The Sankirtan movement went on from one part of the town to another as the Lord wandered everywhere performing kirtan. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Purport. One may raise the question how all three worlds became inundated with love of Krishna since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan only in the Navadvipa area. The answer is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. The entire cosmic manifestation results from the Lord's first setting it in motion. Similarly, since the Sankirtan movement was first set in motion 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that it spread all over the universe, the Krishna consciousness movement, in continuity of that same motion, is now spreading all over the world, and in this way it will gradually spread all over the universe. With the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement, everyone will merge in an ocean of love of Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a continuation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And so, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, has given us these great literatures to really dive into, especially during these special days, these great festivals that are coming up. It's imperative to really dive into these scriptures. I was recently reading that Srila Prabhupada, when it was Janmashtami, I forgot the exact year, but Janmashtami was being celebrated with Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada had the devotees from the early morning read Krishna book. He wanted them to read the entire Krishna book throughout the whole day. Just sit and read Krishna book all day long. So the devotees, some of them, they were making the feast for the evening, but all the devotees with Srila Prabhupada, they would just hear Krishna book all day long. And it became nighttime, and Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees, "Will you be able to finish reading the Krishna book?" And they said, "No, Prabhupada, we won't be able to finish it by midnight tonight." And so Srila Prabhupada said, "Okay, then I will read." And he started reading the Sanskrit verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, and he finished by midnight. And he said, "I know that you weren't able to understand, but you're still becoming purified." Just by Srila Prabhupada chanting the Sanskrit verses and them not understanding, still Srila Prabhupada guaranteed them that they were still getting purified by hearing his chanting. And so these books that Srila Prabhupada wrote, even he with his devotees, he would sit and read and have these books read to him. And Srila Prabhupada had stated that actually Krishna wrote these books. And another part, these purports, Srila Prabhupada said, are his ecstatic realizations. And sometimes we can take it for granted that we have these amazing literatures. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was trying to collect all of the Gaudiya Vaishnava writings. And it took him 11 years to find a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that was intact in its original form. Because there were different printings going on at that time. Sahajiyas were actually printing various books and changing them. But it took him 11 years to find Chaitanya Charitamrita. And here we have Chaitanya Charitamrita by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, it's getting a little late, so we'll just talk about how later on, text 44, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says, "The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are unlimited. How much can a small living entity elaborate about those transcendental pastimes? If Sheshanag Ananta personally were to make the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya into sutras, even with his thousands of mouths, there is no possibility that he could find their limit. Devotees like Sri Sarup Damodar and Murari Gupta have recorded all the principal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the form of notes after deliberate consideration. The notes kept by Sri Sarup Damodar and Murari Gupta are the basis of this book. Following those notes, I write of all the pastimes of the Lord. The notes have been described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur." So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he touches upon the earlier pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita deals more with the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of when he took sannyas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, when one really dives into it, you can see that all of the Goswami literatures, from the Sandarbhas to Rupa Goswami's literatures, Sanatan Goswami's books, they're all within Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's not just Leela about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it's the all of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta held within one book. All the Goswami literatures are represented in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So don't think that oh, I have to go and read all these Sundarbhas, all the different works. Actually, just by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada gave us, you can study all of the Goswami literature. Of course, later on, we should make an endeavor to read the Goswami literature given to us. But first, we should make a real endeavor to really study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And so, this later chapter talks about the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we won't go on anymore with that, because on the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Purnim, we'll be able to glorify that pastime. But it does talk about how the Lord actually sends his devotees to appear before him. And so we see that devotees like Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they appeared before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were living in Navadvipa, and they saw, Advaita Acharya saw in Navadvipa that certain personalities, they were becoming great scholars, and yet they had no inclination for bhakti. Even some of them, like Devananda Pandit, they would speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, but they wouldn't even mention bhakti. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu and other associates, they actually appeared in Radhadesh, where the Ganges isn't flowing. And recently, ISKCON has established a temple in Ekachakra, the birthplace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we can see even from his childhood, he was reenacting his pastimes as Balaram and reenacting the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And later on, he met Madhavendra Puri. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu, when he went on his travels, he traveled. When he was 12 years old, a sadhu came to his home and took him to go traveling around to all the different holy places. And so Lord Nityananda, in his travels, he met Madhavendra Puri. And when he met Madhavendra Puri, Lord Nityananda said that it was the perfection of going to all of his holy places by meeting Madhavendra Puri. And they immediately embraced and just started crying, and they fell unconscious. And all of Madhavendra Puri's disciples, they saw this great meeting of these two personalities. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he's Balaram himself, God himself. And yet he took as his Shiksha Guru, Srila Madhavendra Puri. And Srila Madhavendra Puri, he's considered the root of the Chaitanya tree, or the main trunk. And Madhavendra Puri, even in the spiritual world, Gorgonadesh Dipika states that Madhavendra Puri is a Kalpa Vriksha tree. And yet he descended in this world as Srila Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri, he was the first one to actually exhibit the ecstatic symptoms that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would later exhibit. Just by seeing a dark cloud in the sky, a monsoon cloud, Madhavendra Puri, it would remind him of Krishna, and he would start shouting out, "Krishna, Krishna," in ecstasy. So this is Madhavendra Puri's great devotion. And later Ishvara Puri, he, because of his serving his Guru Maharaj so sincerely, he was able to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by initiating him. And all these things are discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And I just wanted to read something. I just wanted to end something that I read recently, and it really struck my heart. Because in the first part of this, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about how the devotees are like moons. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport talked about how this Krishna consciousness movement goes on because the devotees are reflecting the sun, reflecting Krishna. And so when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was establishing his movement, there was one devotee who joined, and he was a very wealthy landowner. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked him to give a large donation so that they can build a grand temple. And so they built the Gaudiya Math and Bhag Bazaar, and it was very, very wonderful construction. And just like here, we have a very, very beautiful temple. We have so much facility here. So in the very beginning, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave a very important instruction to the devotees. So he stated that just as this great external mansion, the Gaudiya Math, the temple, has been built, similarly, to establish internal Hari Bhajan in this world, quite a few books have to be written and published. The temple which is within the books and the temple which is within the devotees are more important than the temple built with bricks and stones, because by constructing such temples, Hari Katha can be preached in this world much longer. Now we have only procured a seat for Hari Katha, a building for Hari Katha. We have built a castle to preach about the Lord by spending someone's entire savings of a lifetime. But we have to protect ourselves in this castle from the association of materialistic people. We have to defend ourselves from the confusion of this age of Kali. So we have to publish and distribute many more books. Only if we can construct the temple in the form of books and in the form of ideal lives, can the idea of devotional service remain permanently in this world. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.